WCBC 98.1 FM and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. In his third State of the Union address, President Biden says the U.S. economy is the envy of the world.
I see a future where we restore the right to choose and protect our freedoms, not take them away. I see a future where the middle class finally has a fair shot, and the wealthy have to pay their fair share in taxes. I see a future where we save the planet from the climate crisis and our country from gun violence.
In this election year, Biden dismisses what he calls former President Donald Trump's tough talk on China, and he says he won't bow down to Russia's Vladimir Putin. He also brought up the border.
The Border Patrol Union has endorsed this bill. The Federal Chamber of Commerce is... You're saying low. Look at the facts.
GOP Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, dressed in a pro-Trump paraphernalia, temporarily derailed the speech by shouting at the president to say the name of a Georgia nursing student recently killed by who authorities say is a migrant in the U.S. illegally. He did say Lake and Riley's name and expressed condolences to her family. A U.S. Army sergeant who is also an intelligence analyst is accused of selling American military secrets to a contact in China. CBS's David Martin with more on Sergeant Corbin Schultz.
He did it online from Fort Campbell, Kentucky, pretending the money was for customizing a car.
He traded our national defense information for cash.
When the Chinese agent promised to pay extra for more highly classified documents, Schultz responded, "I hope so. I need to get my other BMW back."
A search is underway in Philadelphia for the suspects responsible for opening fire, shooting 8 high school students at a city bus stop yesterday. CBS News Philadelphia's Nikki Dementri says parents are raising concerns about their children's safety.
So far this school year, district officials note 60 students have been shot in the city. 7 of them, they say, have died.
Clocks spring forward this Sunday morning for daylight saving time. CBS News Los Angeles's Dina Demetrius reports on a concern regarding that change.
A study in 2020 found fatal crashes increased 6% the week after clocks spring forward 1 hour.
If you're driving and you're noticing some of the symptoms of drowsy driving, which could be frequent blinking, nodding off, distraction, you're missing exits, you need to get off the road.
Experts say it's important for drivers to get at least 7 hours of sleep before getting behind the wheel.
This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility, great pay, and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's job numbers hit an all-time high in January. The State Department of Workforce Development released their numbers Thursday. Wisconsin's unemployment rate was at 3.2%, below the national unemployment rate of 3.7%. The number of jobs hit historic highs, with over 3 million non-farm jobs and 2.6 million private jobs across the state. DWD Secretary Amy Pachacek says that she expects Wisconsin's economy will continue to break records into 2024. An appellate court says Wisconsin regulators have to develop PFAS restrictions before mandating cleanups. The ruling is a win for businesses in the state. Attorney General Josh Call says he'll appeal the case to the state Supreme Court. Call says having to work with lawmakers will slow down the enforcement of new clean drinking water rules. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Double duty for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In Arizona, the Brewers had a split doubleheader, half the team playing the Cleveland Guardians in a 3-3 tie. Backup catcher Eric Haas playing well, the other half losing to the Reds 2-0. Hockey, 2 Badgers players, forward Kirsten Sims and defender Caroline Harvey, rewarded as the best at their positions by the Women's Collegiate Hockey Association, the Badgers women's team in Minnesota this weekend for the final faceoff tournament. NBA, the Bucks losing to Golden State by 35 points, 125-90. Giannis after the game.
Okay, you know, it's one game. I think we've played 6.5 great games. Got to go to the next one. Hopefully we can be like team. play better.
Marquette losing to number 2 ranked UConn 74-67 in the front row at Fiserv Forum was Packers head coach Matt LaFleur and the Bears Matt Eberflus. Whenever they put LaFleur's face up on the scoreboard, the fans cheered, and every time they showed Eberflus, the crowd booed. That's sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Celebrate International Women's Day with me, Maggie Dawn, this Friday, joined by Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 until 4.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky tonight with some rain possible late and lows in the upper 30s. Cloudy and cooler tomorrow with on and off showers and highs in the low 40s. Some showers, maybe even a snow shower into early Saturday, then some clearing and low 40s for the afternoon. Sun in mid-40s Sunday. It's 42 right now.
Friday on Matt Mayer On Air, we recombobulate with Dan Schaefer at 10:33. 11:33, UW-Madison's David Drake says there's a whiff in the air with animals on the move. Don't miss it.
On air, online, and on the Civic Media app.
Battle stations, everybody. Let's go, go.
This
go, go,
is 1400 go, go, go. AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
.org.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, tonight is the State of the Union. Greetings to the program, by the way. The State of the Union tonight, is Biden up for it? What's he going to say? I have some thoughts on that and what he might want to say. Also, the vile and un-American reason Viktor Orban is manipulating U.S. politics. He's coming to Mar-a-Lago tomorrow. I think we need to talk about this. It's, pretty weird. Also, crazy alert, Donald Trump, or a Trump-loving World War, WWE wrestler, just turned himself in for murderer. Oh, those Republicans, they have the best candidates. And in the at the top of our second hour, Phil Itner is going to be with us with an update on Ukraine. Also, Dan Rather has something he'd like to get off his chest, and it's brilliant. In the third hour, are Republicans helping Mexicans smuggle fentanyl into the United States? Sure looks like it. Also, when there's money to be made, Republicans don't care how many people die. I'll tell you about that. And a geeky science. Did COVID protection wipe out an entire strain of flu, a virus that has gone extinct? It's amazing. I'll tell you about that in the third hour of the program today. So, but to start out, tonight is the State of the Union. And a couple of dynamics are going on. Number one, Moscow Mike Johnson yesterday had a meeting with his Republican colleagues and basically begged them not to repeat the embarrassing kind of trailer trash performance. And I say that with respect to people who lived in trailers. Louise and I did for 3 years. But nonetheless, I don't have a better, description that's not offensive to everybody. But anyhow, Lauren Boebert and Marjorie Taylor Greene shouting, squealing and shouting at Biden during the last State of the Union address. Johnson is like, please have some respect. He said, this is what he said, according to Don Bacon. He said, we should be professional. We should maintain a high standard of decorum. Right? You're telling that to Marjorie Taylor Greene? Really? Are you kidding? Mark Alford, the Republican from Missouri, said he's reminding us to be respectful of the institution and to the President of the United States in the office, whether we agree or not. Right. McCarthy had the same message. And Lauren Boebert and Marjorie Taylor Greene just completely ignored it anyway. Bernie Sanders had a meeting with President Biden. Now, this was a couple months ago, but, specifically about this, about the State of the Union address. And he had some very specific advice for President Biden. Basically, he said, you need to punch back. You need to be quoting Franklin Roosevelt. And I'm going to play out of the 360 here, Sean. FDR, for example.
Who belong in the...
Here we go.
A number of my friends who belong in the very high upper brackets had suggested to me on several occasions of late that if I am reelected president, they will have to move to some other nation because of high taxes here. Now, I will miss them very much.
Only FDR, right? Well, we'll see. We'll see. Bernie actually recommended that he take FDR's, that Biden take FDR's speech from his 1936 nominating convention in Philadelphia, where he said, never before in human or in American history have, in all our history, have these forces been so united against one candidate as they stand today. They are unanimous in their hate for me, and I welcome their hatred. So, we'll see. It was an hour-long meeting, and it looks like, Biden is going down this road. Now, in fact, the White House, when they were asked about this this week, they said President Biden and Senator Sanders have a strong working partnership that grew out of the 2020 primary. Their alignment on the need to fight for working families and take on Republicans who back big corporations will be apparent in the president's State of the Union address. So what should Biden say? Well, Jeff Tiedrich had some thoughts this morning over at jefftiedrich.com, his Substack newsletter. He said, if I wrote Joe Biden's State of the Union speech, here's what I'd say. And this is pretty much what I'd say, too. So I'm just going to quote from Jeff Tiedrich. He said, this is what Biden should say. 3 years ago, I inherited an utter crap show, the worst pandemic in a century. I'm cleaning up Jeff's language a little bit here. The worst economic crisis since the Great Depression, the worst attack on our democracy since the Civil War. Now, 3 years later, check this out. Over 14.8 million jobs have been created. That's more jobs created in 3 years than any president in history. The unemployment rate is down to 3.7%. Unemployment has been under 4% for over 2 years, the longest stretch in more than 50 years. Inflation is down to 3.1%. Wages are up and outpacing inflation. Our economy has added 800,000 manufacturing jobs since I took office, and private companies have announced more than $300 billion in manufacturing investments right here in the U.S. Thanks to the CHIP Act, we're bringing high-tech jobs back to America and improving our supply chain. We're investing more than $1 trillion in rebuilding our country's aging infrastructure. Remember how the former guy used to announce imaginary infrastructure weeks and then did absolutely nothing? We're actually doing it. American manufacturing is booming. More Americans have health insurance than ever before. A monthly supply of insulin is now capped at $35 for seniors on Medicare. We've canceled about $138 billion in student loan debt, wiping out debts for more than 3.9 million borrowers. Oil production in the U.S. is at an all-time high. Renewable power is the number two source of electricity in the U.S. and climbing. And just 2 days ago, I capped bank overdraft fees at $8. He said, if the media would do its damn job and report on facts instead of obsessing over my age, to which I say, so what? I get stuff done. Meanwhile, what have Republicans been doing? Punishing pregnant women, getting mad at books, getting mad at drag performers, forcing 10-year-old children to give birth to rape babies, arresting women for miscarrying, drowning migrants in razor wire booby traps. All their culture war BS is designed to distract you from the fact that beyond tax cuts for the obscenely wealthy and financial and farcical revenge investigations, Republicans don't have anything, not one useful policy proposal that would benefit the average American. And he points out, yesterday, Elise Stefanik said, are you better off today than you were 4 years ago? And, 4 years ago, we were in the middle of a pandemic. 4 years ago right now. Are you kidding me? Really? Are you trying to make this claim? Seriously? Oh, geez. It is absolutely nuts. Up next, the vile and un-American reason Viktor Orban is manipulating U.S. politics. Yep, he's coming to Mar-a-Lago tomorrow. So hang on to your hat. It's going to get fascist fast. Oh, amazing. And I'm sure that the media will treat it like a state visit to a sitting president, right? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
You can talk down on your radio. WRJN.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book.
Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
WRJN is pleased to support the Royal Family Kids Camp with a very special opportunity for you to be courtside when the Bucks play the Celtics April 9th at Fiserv. This four-pack of courtside VIP tickets is valued at more than $2,000 and includes parking. WRJN listeners can bid on these tickets online at WRJN.com/Bucks. The winning bid gets the tickets, and the entire amount supports Royal Family Kids Camp, a week-long residential camp for kids 7 to 11 years old who have been in and out of foster care, neglected, abused, or abandoned. Every camper has the opportunity to build friendships with other kids in the same situation and gain a lifetime of positive memories in the process. There is no cost to families. That's why this ticket action is so important. Your winning bid will help provide a great camp experience for several kids. Again, log on to WRJN.com/bucks to make your bid. And thank you from Royal Family Kids Camp and WRJN.
This is Don Rosen. We're talking to local guests with lifestyle and important information for you. Weekday morning, 6 to 8 on 1400 AM, 99.9 FM and 98.1 FM. WRJN, hometown radio refreshed.
Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artists. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, but eventually I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it and feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
The Todd Allbus Show.
Green Bay is a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Allbus Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica or one of our many nonprofit stations,
when I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they'd love it. I mean, after all, it's a freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. If you're a dog, what's not to love?
But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. I mean, we saw changes in their weight, we saw changes in the shininess of their coat, and in their behavior. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are really that wholesome. Plus, I love that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch, so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable, so I don't need to keep it in the fridge.
I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. I can get you up to 54% off your first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. drmartypets.com/Tom. And welcome back. So my op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com is all about Viktor Orban because he's visiting Donald Trump tomorrow. Now, here's where it gets really interesting. Orban will no doubt be bringing with him, because he is a foreign head of state, he will be bringing with him what's called a diplomatic pouch. This can be as small as an envelope or as large as a, 3x3x3 foot suitcase. It's all a diplomatic pouch, and it has absolute immunity from inspection as he's coming into the country and leaving the country. So Orban may well be bringing a letter from Putin or specific instructions from Putin to Trump. And when Orban leaves Mar-a-Lago, the big question in my mind is, what will Trump have gotten out of this? Trump is desperate for cash right now. He needs $500 million to pay off the fines, or at least to be able to even appeal the judgments against him in the New York fraud case, in which he was convicted of business fraud, and in the E. Jean Carroll case, in which he was convicted of essentially rape, and an order to pay damages for that and for defamation. So if Vladimir Putin could easily give him that money, and for that matter, so could Viktor Orban. Viktor Orban is an oligarch himself. He's now a billionaire. He was just a poor politician when he came into office, but he runs one of the most corrupt regimes, in fact, the most corrupt regime in Europe. Maybe Turkey probably beats him, but anyhow, you get the point. And Turkey, is Turkey part of Europe? That's been a debate for a lot of years. But Orban's coming to town, and I'm just wondering, what's this going to be all about? Number one. And number two, my article, the whole point of my article is to remind everybody who Viktor Orban actually is, and, and what he has done, and what he has done to Hungary in particular. Orban, in fact, when he spoke to CPAC, he hosted a CPAC, hate fest in Budapest. But then he came to Texas and he spoke to CPAC there too. And he said, this is from his speech to a Republican audience in Budapest last May. He said, Hungary is actually an incubator where experiments are done on the future of conservative policies. Hungary is the place where we didn't just talk about defeating the progressives and liberals and causing a conservative Christian political turn, but we actually did it. And, I think it's pretty important to note what Orban has done in Europe. I mean, first of all, he's made himself rich, which is something that Donald Trump made a pile of money when he was in the White House. When Orban took over the Fidesz party, this was back in 2009 and 2010. 2010 was when he was elected to office. His slogans were restore Christian purity and make Hungary great again. He campaigned on building a wall across the entire southern border of Hungary, and he actually did it to keep out brown-skinned, quote, rapists and murderers. These were people fleeing Syria from the Russian bombing. He altered the nation's constitution to enable gerrymandering and voter suppression, so he wins every election no matter what. He's packed the courts, particularly the Hungarian Supreme Court. He passed laws requiring conservative sex education in schools. In other words, gay is bad and abstinence only. He's criminalized any positive portrayal of queer people on TV. In public campaigns, he's conflated homosexuality with pedophilia, and the penalties for being openly gay are draconian. His latest anti-gay law passed the Hungarian parliament by a vote of 157-1. And Republicans, of course, here are trying to do the same thing. He railed against teaching multiracialism and racial tolerance, instead rewriting elementary school textbooks to proclaim that refugees entering the country are a threat because it can be problematic for different cultures to coexist. That's a quote. Under this logic, he's locked up brown-skinned Syrian refugee children in cages. When the Helsinki Committee said Hungary's, quote, indefinite detention of many vulnerable migrants, including families with small children, is cruel and inhuman, end quote, Orban said that the refugees, quote, pose a security risk and endanger the continent's Christian culture and identity. He added, Immigration brings increased crime, especially crimes against women, and lets in the virus of terrorism. Which is kind of weird. I mean, we're seeing the exact same, exact different thing, here in the United States. Those cities that have taken the most migrants, mostly, unwillingly, but, because Greg Abbott has been shipping them to Chicago and Philadelphia and New York City and what, they've all seen their crime rates go down. Down. Anyhow, Orban has handed government contracts to his buddies. Virtually all the press is now in his hands. He told CPAC, in fact, he said, have your own media. It's the only way to point out the insanity of the progressive left. The problem is that the Western media is adjusted to the leftist viewpoint. Those who taught reporters in universities already had progressive leftist principles, end quote. He added, of course, the GOP has its media allies, but they can't compete with the mainstream liberal media. My friend Tucker Carlson is the only one who puts himself out there. His show is the most popular. What does it mean? It means programs like Tucker's should be broadcast day and night, or as you say, 24/7. You got a standing ovation for that one at CPAC. And then he started banning media, and so CPAC did the same thing. They banned Rolling Stone, they banned Vox Media, they banned New Yorker, they banned The Guardian, they banned the Associated Press. This is how conservatives think that, government should be run. You don't like the coverage from the media? Ban them. It's been done in opening comments, CPAC Chairman Matt Schlapp said CPAC has decided to go Hungarian in their approach to the media. Right. The EU tried to get him impeached. It just made him more popular. He has helped violent theocrats reinvent Christianity, embracing a hard right movement within the Catholic Church and in the Protestant community. He reshaped Hungary's abortion laws, so it's almost impossible for a white woman in Hungary to get an abortion. Not so hard for gypsies, or the Roma people, excuse me. The Central European University had to flee Hungary. I mean, they were actually threatening their professors. It just goes on and on and on. I mean, it's just he's ruthlessly using his own nation's diplomatic and criminal justice systems to aid foreign criminal oligarchs. He's the only leader of a European nation to refuse to condemn Putin for his slaughter in Ukraine, saying he doesn't want to get in the middle of the thing. I mean, he's arresting people for posting bad things about him on Facebook. This is the world that Donald Trump wants. This Orban, and Trump has said this before, Orban is essentially his role model. So hang on to your hat. It's going to get wild.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Maybe he'll be taking that 10-inch binder of raw Russian intelligence back to Putin with him. I don't know what's going to be in the diplomatic pouch. What do you think?
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they would love it. After all, it's freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seem after we made the switch. The biggest change for Blue and Chewy was that they went from a few extra pounds to being more fit, and we could tell that they look better and they feel better. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love it that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. My listeners can get up to 54% off their first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartmann. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartmann, Air America host Tom Hartmann shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartmann shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartmann.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartmann. Available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartmann here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Caral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold. Hi, friends. Tom Hartmann here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartmann program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartmann.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my best of the rest of the news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartmann.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartmann.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back, 34 minutes past the hour. And, a quick crazy alert for you. Yes, Republicans have the very best candidates. Daniel Rodimer is 45 years old, and he's been a Republican candidate several times. In 2020, he challenged Democratic Representative Susie Lee for District 3 in Nevada. He lost by 13,000 votes. Then he moved to Texas and ran as a Republican in District 6 in a special election. He lost again, but he only got 2,000 votes, about 2%, almost 3% of the ballot. He branded himself as a Trump candidate, and yesterday he turned himself in for murder. Yeah, murder, right. Republicans, they just have the best candidates, you know? It's just like they really know how to pick them. All righty, so what's on your mind today? Let's pick up your calls here. Ziggy in Oneonta, New York. Hey, Ziggy, what's up?
Hey, Tom, I'd like to make a prediction before tonight's presidential address to the Congress.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the Republicans are going to turn it into a clown show. And it's not just M.T. Green and Boebert. It's going to be a few of the congressmen. And I just think they're going to be disruptive tonight.
I agree.
That's my personal thought.
I think you're probably absolutely right.
Yeah. Well, that's what I thought. I just wanted to put the prediction on record so maybe next week I can call back and say, hey, I was right.
I told you so. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
And
that's all you got today, Tom.
The question is, who's most likely to make a fool of themselves tonight? I mean, obviously, you know, MTG, Green and Boebert are, you know, they're like howler monkeys, you know? I mean, they can't restrain themselves. But
don't know. I think that there'll be a few more, but also Biden's going to have the young lady from Texas in the balcony who couldn't get a Texas, had to leave Texas for her medical needs.
Right.
And I got a funny feeling that when he introduces her, she's probably going to get booed, among other things.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
well,
my guess. I don't, you know, I have no idea. I have nothing more than what you would know, or you probably know better. But yeah. I just see them looking at this as an opportunity to disrupt,
to debase themselves. Yeah. Amen. Ziggy, thank you. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks for that. Good
talking
to you.
Take care.
Yep. Hunter in Klamath Falls, Oregon. Hey, Hunter, what's on your mind today?
Well, for the State of the Union address, I'm willing to bet that. What's her name? The Republican response, she'll be wearing a cross.
Oh, yeah. Who's and, doing the Republican response tonight? I have
Katie Ritt or something like that from Alabama.
Huh. Okay. I'll have to look it up.
And then, you know, Alabama's right out. And then really what I really wish women right now would take advantage of right now we need to bring back the ERA.
Yeah.
And get it ratified.
Yep.
Get that amendment in there. That would solve a lot of the issues. Dolly Parton and Oprah and Beyonce and Taylor Swift, all of them need to come out and say, let's get the ERA in there.
I'm with you.
But the reason I was calling was, with her with that, you know, Christian part of it, asked Donald Trump about the people that he killed in America, genocide, knowing that COVID was transmittable by vapor. And Bob Woodward of All the President's Men fame in Watergate, he literally had him on recording saying that he knew it was. And then he had five rallies in Arizona, right. And it killed Navajo, Hopi, Apache, tribe people that were generally Democratic,
mm-hmm.
you know, with the help of the governor.
Yeah, the few Republicans
that
went to the rallies brought the virus back to their communities.
They brought it back to I was talking to a bus driver back then in Arizona, and he said there was no COVID on the reservations until after them rallies.
Yeah.
But anyway, the main reason I was calling was about the rally, what they called the Democratic Convention this summer.
Right.
We need to have people get out and do peace type activities of music, blues, especially Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
I hope Oprah and Obama and the people behind them will get out and put their resources You know, for vigilante peace groups, the people watching, because you know there's going to be trouble if you let these, you know, so that's my message out there. I'm living in my teepee out of my solar RV up here in Oregon. Oregon.
Very cool, Hunter. Hunter, thanks a lot for the call. Good talking to you. Jeff in Fort Dodge, Iowa. Hey, Jeff, what's on your mind today?
Well, first of all, Tom, I agree with Ziggy. I'm afraid tonight's thing is going to be a crap show. But what I called for, I just heard that the Iowa Republicans at the State House here in Iowa, one of the new legislation pieces they've brought up is to have a license plate with the Gadsden flag on it. And all the money, if you purchase that, will go to the National Rifle Association. So this is what our Republicans are doing in the state of Iowa to help their clientele here.
Wow, the blood-soaked NRA.
Yeah. We're a right-to-work state. When they signed that, I believe the former governor, Republican Terry Branstad, was there for that. And he did it kind of late in the day, and the only really people that were there were representatives from Americans for Prosperity.
Right.
And they all had big smiles on their face.
Oh, yeah. The Cokes hate unions.
The Cokes hate union, and here we're ranked for bridges, the condition of our bridges, 50th in the United States.
Wow.
We have a $2 billion surplus. Wouldn't you think $100 million of that or something that the representatives of Iowa would be wanting to put toward their bridges?
No, I think they'd much rather spend that money tracking women who leave the state to get abortions.
Yeah, they spend all their time. All they've done so far basically this year is to attack trans people, gay people. All their legislation is basically to hurt somebody.
Yep.
And this is supposed to be the wonderful evangelical state.
Yeah.
It's a state of hate.
Yeah,
Tom.
These people are not Christians. They would put Jesus in jail if he showed up. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind. Jeff, thank you. Thank you for the report from Iowa. Nate in Detroit, Michigan. Hey, Nate, what's on your mind today?
Hey, afternoon, Tom. Tonight with the State of the Union, This needs to start it. I mean, I know President Biden isn't going to come out and do any sort of campaign sort of language, but I mean, I'm telling you, Tom, I'm absolutely terrified that there is just so much apathy coupled with what we have here in Michigan with our large Arab community that is literally 2 miles from where I'm standing. Mm-hmm. You know, with this uncommitted campaign with.
Right.
Not being able to frame what's going on in Israel, or I mean, after that after those IDF soldiers opened up on those Gazans who were going for that food truck, or you know, the humanitarian. I mean, I immediately called my two senators, you know, left them messages that we need to start pulling ourselves back from that and going more on the humanitarian. And I realize that it's being held up in the House, but we have to be going on the offensive. This entire
I completely agree. Here's and apropos of that, Nate, here's two FDR clips, and I'll get your response to them on the other side. But here's two. You get the 360 open. Here's two FDR clips for you.
Never before in all our history have these forces been so united against one candidate as they stand today. They are unanimous in their hate for me, and I welcome hatred.
So that's one, and I'd love to hear something like that coming out of Biden tonight. And here's the second one.
A number of years ago, there was a book, Mein Kampf, written by Hitler himself. The technique was all set out in Hitler's book, and it was copied by the aggressors of Italy and Japan. According to that technique, you should never use a small falsehood. Always a big one. For its very fantastic nature would make it more credible. If only you keep repeating it over and over and over again.
Like the election was stolen. So, what do you think, Nate?
No, I'm so glad you played things. I mean, President Biden, you know, he's not the orator, but he has that unique ability to be able to, without coming off as too threatening or too this or too that, I believe he can thread that needle.
Mm-hmm.
And you remember, like, the, you know, in especially during or in the lead up to and then directly after World War II, like those "Don't be a sucker" public service announcement type videos.
Yeah, they're all over YouTube.
These are the types of things, right? And I would love to see the Democratic National Committee, or the, you know, and the reelect and all that stuff, incorporating aspects.
I'd love to see DHS start issuing those things. You know, I mean, let's reissue them. Let's just
right. I mean, all hands on deck, man your battle stations.
Right. They don't even have to create new ones. They could use the ones from World War II.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Right.
There you go, Nate. Thank you for the call, and thanks for watching us there in Detroit. Much appreciated. 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be right back with more of your calls. Stay tuned. And welcome back. I really do try to live with a heart healthy diet and a good exercise routine. And I also love Superbeats Heart Chews. I get daily blood pressure support and just two tasty chews a day. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in Superbeats are clinically shown to be nearly two times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. I know I'm doing something good for myself every day when I eat my Superbeats Heart Chews. I've been taking them for years. I keep them by the bed, so I see it every night. No, don't forget, they're so convenient to take. I just love that. Superbeats Heart Chews are effective and clinically studied. From Superbeats, the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended beet brand for cardiovascular health support. It's a convenient way to support healthy blood pressure. No pills to swallow, no ingredients to mix or prepare. Plus, they're plant-based. No artificial sweeteners or colors. Double your potential with Superbeats Heart Chews. Get a free month supply of Superbeats Heart Chews in all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by going to TomLovesBeets.com. Get this offer exclusively at TomLovesBeets.com. It's T-H-O-M, loves, B-E-E-T-S.com.
On air, online, and on the Civic Media app.
Battle stations, everybody. Let's go. Go.
This
go, go,
is 1400 go. AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
CBS News special report. In the Republican response to President Biden's State of the Union address, Alabama Senator Katie Britt criticized the president's immigration policies.
America deserves leaders who recognize that secure borders, stable prices, safe streets, and a strong defense are actually the cornerstones of a great nation.
President Biden tried to turn the tables on Republicans.
My team began serious negotiation with a bipartisan group of senators. The result was a bipartisan bill with the toughest set of border security reforms we've ever seen. Oh, you don't think so? Oh, you don't like that bill, huh? That conservatives got together and said it was a good bill? I'll be darned. That's amazing.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Christopher Cruz.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wagiho. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. University of Wisconsin campuses will keep more tuition money from Minnesota students from now on. Governor Evers is giving final approval to changes to Wisconsin's reciprocity agreement with Minnesota. Extra money used to go to the state's general fund. Advocates for sustainable farming are happy with a recent federal court ruling banning the pesticide dicamba. George Naylor is an organic farmer who used to use chemical herbicides and pesticides.
I could see when after a rain how it washed off of a cornfield into my soybeans and hurt my soybeans. So I'd say it's a very dangerous chemical, and it can be easily moved through groundwater and surface water.
Dicamba is highly prone to drifting, which makes it hard for farmers to control where it goes. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the Elder Care Locator. 1-800-677-1116.
Celebrate International Women's Day with me, Maggie Dawn, this Friday, joined by Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 until 4.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky tonight with some rain possible late and lows in the upper 30s. Cloudy and cooler tomorrow with on and off showers and highs in the low 40s. Some showers, maybe even a snow shower into early Saturday, then some clearing and low 40s for the afternoon. Sun in mid-40s Sunday. It's 42 right now.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
News, talk, and the sports that made Wisconsin great. Packers, Bucks, and coming in 2024, the Brewers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Leave it, wash it, try it out. If you're not completely in love, just send it back within 100 days for a full refund. Experience life-changing luxury with the world's softest sheets. Go to CozyEarth.com and enter my promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at checkout to save up to 35% on Cozy Earth's bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. That's CozyEarth.com, and to save up to 35% on all Cozy Earth products, use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, CozyEarth.com. 9 minutes before the hour, welcome back, picking up your calls here. Helen in Florissant, Missouri, am I saying it right?
Florissant.
Hey, Helen, what's up?
Well, I have a question about the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
Then some of the justices on the Supreme Court have received gifts, trips, or whatever, and the person maybe that's giving the gift has a trial in the Supreme Court, and the justices kind of rule in their favor. Isn't that called bribery?
Generally speaking, yes. And that's the problem that so many people have with them, is that, you know, it does look like bribery.
Has anybody investigated them and to see if they can charge them criminally with bribery?
I don't think they would, I don't think that they would be able to do that. I don't see that happening. They have a certain level of immunity.
Right.
So that's going to be the big challenge.
Is immunity criminal?
Yeah, I think so. It's called sovereign immunity, and it basically is that you can't prosecute government officials for doing their job, basically. And I think that, I just don't think that they'll be able to, frankly.
Somebody to check and see if that would be a possibility.
Yeah, I can pretty much guarantee you it's not. And, what it does do is it highlights the moral crisis that America is confronting right now as a result of a number of bought off Republicans on the Supreme Court. And that point is well taken.
Right.
Helen, thank you very much. Bob in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, listening on WBEC. Hey, Bob, what's up?
Hey, Tom, pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you.
Big shout out to your call screener, Mark. Pleasure talking to him
as
well.
Yeah, Mark's a great guy.
Yes, he certainly is. First of all, I just want to share my frustration in the Social Security debacle that we have. All I want to say, you know, to all of Congress, give our money back. You know, put everything back that you've taken out over the years. That would be great. Number two, make the Republican congressman take an IQ test. They're slipping. They're slipping big time. Yeah. You know, this thing with Mike Johnson tonight, I agree with all the other previous callers. You know, this is going to be a real crap show as far as I'm concerned. Yeah. I think, you know, you've got Green and Bimbo or Boebert. Excuse me, but that's my Freudian slip. You know, I think Hansy they're going to create hat. Yeah. But, you know, Johnson, too, with this, you know, I heard, you know, he's coming out with this defund the police. Come on, please. You know, you have high crime, so what do you want to do? You want to take more police off the street? What are you guys thinking?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But, you know, basically that was the thing, you know, I wanted, the points I wanted to talk about, and maybe if you want to expound on them. One more thing, you know, congratulations to NATO for joining the, or congratulations to Sweden for joining NATO.
Yeah, there you go. I agreed. Great points all, Bob. I don't need to expand on them. You said them very, very well. Thank you very much. Mark in South Bend, Indiana. Hey, Mark, what's up?
How you doing today? Tonight's, State of the Union speech by President Biden, as you mentioned, all the kinds of good caveats he's got. I wish one thing he would do, look at the public directly and say, I will not under any circumstances debate former President Trump. He is an insurrectionist. He is being indicted on federal crimes. Five people died on action he did on January 6th. There's 91 indictments. I'm not going to step on the same platform or shake the man's hand. That's it. And if he does debate, he's slapping Merrick Garland in the face, the DOJ, Jack Smith, the whole Justice Department, all the prosecutors, all the people doing work for the DOJ, but the 91 crimes that are pending against Donald J. Trump.
Yeah, no, I get it, and I don't disagree with your comments, but he won't be saying that tonight in the State of the Union address. That would be a political assertion that has to do with the campaign. And you pretty much have to keep partisan politics out of the State of the Union address. I mean, you brag about your accomplishments and you can contrast them to the previous administration. But I would be surprised if he even mentions Trump's name tonight. I mean, he might say the previous guy, the way that he kind of dismisses Trump. But I think your point is well made, and he needs to say that at some point, or at least that has to be the position of the DNC. I'm with you, Mark. Very well said. Thank you. Amazing. Phil Lindner's up next. We'll get a report from Ukraine, what's going on there, and then a few thoughts of mine, and we'll be and Dan Rather's actually, and then we'll be picking up your calls. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
This is Don Rosen. You know, it's great to be welcomed back to WRJN to super serve the folks in the Racine and surrounding areas every morning, 6 to 8 on 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 98.1 FM. WRJN, hometown radio refreshed.
Join me, Lou Regani, as we explore the history of Racine, Kenosha, Wisconsin. For over 30 years, I've told the story of our community, and now I'm excited to be part of Civic Media to continue this journey. So won't you listen in and even be part of the discussion? Tune your radio to 1400 AM or 99.9 FM and 98.1 FM. You can always stream the show live by downloading the Civic Media app.
The Lou Regani Show, Sundays 7 till noon on WRJN.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating
without a compass. Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260 CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251 BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.